You are now in the Franco-Italian cemetery of Saint-Mandrier-sur-Mer. Situated on a little hillside overlooking the Bay of Toulon, this military cemetery is very unusual. Look at how the graves are set out. Normally, military cemeteries are on level ground and the graves are set out in rows one behind the other. But here, the cemetery is on a hillside and the graves are laid in concentric circles. The site of the cemetery is linked to the history of one man, Vice Admiral Louis-René Latouche-Tréville, who died in the Bay of Toulon in 1804. This mausoleum in the form of a pyramid, which is situated at the entrance to the cemetery, is dedicated to him.
Latouche-Tréville was a man of many facets. He was a naval marine as well as a politician and a manufacturer. He had an impressive career. Born in 1745, he joined the Navy as a marine guard. He saw action aboard different ships and was sent on assignments to many foreign places, such as Santo Domingo. He was taken prisoner during the campaign against the British. In 1783, after he was freed, he was appointed director of the port of Rochefort, and then director of ports and arsenals. Several years later, he was elected a member of the States General, and then a member of the National Constituent Assembly. In 1793, Latouche-Tréville was promoted to Rear Admiral, and then to Commander of the Naval Army of Brest. Denounced by his subordinates for being a member of the nobility, he was arrested as a suspect during the Reign of Terror and once again imprisoned. Freed after the fall of Robespierre in 1795, he was unable to find a position suitable for his talent and had to wait until Bonaparte returned before being restored to favor and appointed admiral. Latouche-Tréville was then given the command of the Mediterranean fleet and was the only man to repel Admiral Nelson, a fact that gained him the Legion of Honor, awarded by Napoleon I. In August 1804, Admiral Latouche-Tréville died in Toulon at the age of 59, on his ship, the Bucentaur. Apparently, he whispered, "An admiral is always happy when he can die beneath his ship's flag." Several years later, a mausoleum in the shape of a pyramid was erected here in his honor, near to the signal cross. The location was chosen to meet his wish, to be buried up high so that I can see the English coming from all points of the compass. In 1958, an agreement was made with the Italian government to bring together the bodies of all the soldiers killed during the Second World War. Out of 3,000 Italians who died in action, 1,000 of them are laid to rest here.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad. Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée. With its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.